What if everything you've been taught about finding peace is backward? We chase happiness in achievements, relationships, possessions, always looking outward, always doing more. Yet here's a radical truth. The deepest joy you'll ever experience comes not from gaining something new, but from simply stopping. Meditation isn't another self-improvement project to add to your endless to-do list. It's the art of doing absolutely nothing and discovering that in this nothingness lies everything. This isn't about sitting cross-legged, chanting mantras while incense burns. Meditation is far simpler and more profound than any ritual. It's the moment when all activity ceases, physical, mental, emotional, and you touch the core of your own being. In that stillness, something extraordinary happens. Joy arises without cause, not the fleeting happiness that depends on getting what you want, but an uncaused delight that wells up from within because existence itself is fundamentally joyful. The secret lies in witnessing. Imagine watching clouds drift across the sky. You observe them without getting involved, without trying to change them. Apply this same quality to your inner world. Watch your thoughts, emotions, and sensations without identification. You're not trying to stop thinking or control your mind. You're simply becoming aware of everything without jumping in. This witnessing consciousness isn't something you practice or perfect through effort. You can only understand it. And in that understanding, it happens. Meditation isn't a skill you acquire. It's a complete transformation that grows from your totality, like love, not something artificially attached. True silence overflows with unfamiliar music, fragrance, and inner light. At your center exists a space untouched by surrounding chaos, like the still eye of a hurricane. This silence isn't something you possess. You are it. It's so profound that even you aren't there. Your presence would disturb it. From this silence flow truth, love, and blessings you never knew existed. What emerges is extraordinary sensitivity and belonging to existence. You're not a foreigner, but the world's very heart. This awakened sensitivity creates new friendships, birds, mountains, rivers. Everything becomes alive with meaning. Even the smallest blade of grass holds immense importance, as unique as the biggest star. When you recognize this inner connection, how can you harm what you recognize as yourself? Meditation transforms love from needy grasping into compassion, giving for the sheer joy of it, seeking nothing in return. This represents the highest possibility for human consciousness. Ordinary joy depends on external causes, meeting someone attractive, getting promoted, acquiring something desired. Such happiness inevitably fades. Meditation brings causeless joy, undisturbed by circumstances. When asked why you're joyous, you cannot answer. It simply is. Intelligence flourishes through meditation as you learn to respond freshly to life's ever-changing situations rather than relying on ready-made answers. Society conditions your thinking, building walls around your mind. Through meditation, watching the mind as witness, you destroy this conditioning, becoming truly free and authentic. Most profoundly, meditation reveals the bliss of aloneness. Not loneliness, the pain of disconnection, but aloneness, the joy of being complete in yourself, free from dependence on others. This aloneness remains constant because it wells up from within as your very nature. When you celebrate this pure inner space, a great song of awareness arises in your heart. Meditation techniques are scientific shortcuts from millennia of consciousness experimentation. Without them, you might wander for lifetimes. With proper techniques, growth can explode within moments. All techniques begin as effort, but become effortless when successful. The mind cannot initially grasp effortlessness, so effort serves as a necessary bridge. Even Zen masters emphasizing just sitting recognize beginners must first try. These methods' simplicity makes them unappealing to the ego, which craves difficulty. Yet spiritual growth requires simplicity. These techniques are so simple, you can achieve all that's possible for human consciousness the moment you truly decide. When you find the right method, it clicks immediately. Something explodes within you. Approach techniques playfully rather than seriously, as the mind opens during play. Try a method for 3 days. If it creates well-being, stick with it exclusively for 3 months. With the right method, even 3 minutes can bring miracles. For beginners, creating the right conditions enhances meditation significantly. Set aside undisturbed time, silence your phone, post door notices, leave preoccupations behind. Take just 1 hour from 24 for meditation, and you'll discover this single hour was the only real part of your life. Find a place that enhances meditation. Natural settings where life flows through trees and mountains work beautifully. Trees exist in constant, unconscious meditation. Awakened consciousness shares their greenness, but with awareness. If unavailable, create a special corner in your home exclusively for meditation. This space absorbs your meditative vibrations and reflects them back. Choose a posture that lets you forget your body completely. Comfort means body forgetfulness. Physical discomfort blocks access to deeper bliss. Never start with just sitting. Begin with catharsis, where release is easier. Silent sitting immediately confronts you with your insane mind, creating depression and frustration. Through active, chaotic methods, inner stillness emerges against the backdrop of outer movement. Allow accumulated anger, violence, and suppressed emotions to be thrown out first. Be angry without targets, weep without causes, laugh without reasons. This cleansing unburdens you of lifetimes of suppression. Only then can sitting meditation happen authentically. Active meditations combine intense physical activity with silence, designed for those who struggle to sit still. Through vigorous movement, you exhaust bodily restlessness until stillness emerges naturally. Dynamic meditation is a powerful 1 hour technique with 5 stages: chaotic breathing to destroy old patterns, total catharsis through screaming and dancing, jumping while shouting to direct energy upward, complete stillness as witness, and celebration through dance. Meditation extends beyond formal practice into conscious awareness during any activity. In early morning runs, the runner disappears and only running remains, releasing inner ecstasy. The key is using your whole body naturally, breathing deeply from the belly. Even laughter becomes meditation when thinking stops. Each morning before opening your eyes, stretch like a cat, then laugh for 5 minutes. Though initially forced, this transforms your entire day. Transform habits into meditation by bringing awareness to unconscious activities. If you smoke, move slowly through each step with full awareness, taking out the packet, removing the cigarette, lighting it, inhaling deeply. Consciousness reveals the habit's stupidity from your total being, not just intellectually. The heart is the gateway to reality. Our fundamental problem is being trapped in the head. The solution is moving into the heart, where problems dissolve while mysteries remain. Practice being headless. Visualize yourself without a head while walking or sitting. Though initially strange, this exercise shifts your center from head to heart. Being more loving activates the heart center. Unlike the mind, which analyzes and divides, the heart synthesizes and unifies. In a powerful compassion practice, breathe in all the miseries and suffering of all beings. The heart transforms incoming suffering into blissfulness. Breathe out your joy to others. A Sufi mystic remained joyful his entire life, even laughing on his deathbed. His secret? Each morning upon waking, he consciously chose between misery and blissfulness. And it happens that I always choose blissfulness. This simple choice, made consistently each morning, transformed his entire life. Meditation offers something radical. You don't need fixing. You need remembering. Remembering who you were before society told you who to be. Start with one conscious breath, one moment of witnessing, one choice toward blissfulness. The journey begins not with a step, but with stopping and discovering you've already arrived.